Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to this notion that people actually object to the fact that the Quran states that the day of judgment shall come suddenly. We would not know, and suddenly it will just waylay us. And on the other hand, the Quran, as well as certain narratives, they assert certain signs of the day of judgment, which of course mean that unless those signs appear, the day of judgment shall not come. So how can we say that the day of judgment shall come suddenly when, of course, the signs which are fixed for it, they have to appear first? So this is basically an objection and also a misconception that people think that this sudden appearance cannot be explained, because we know that this sudden appearance can only be called a sudden appearance if it appears suddenly. And how can it appear suddenly when there are certain signs prescribed for it, certain signs fixed for it? We know these signs from the Quran. We know these signs from the narratives. For example, we know from the Quran that the onslaught of Gog and Magog shall take place before the day of judgment arrives. Similarly, we know from certain narratives that, for example, the rising of the sun from the west, or the appearance of Masihud Dajjal, or the sinking of the earth in the east and the west. And similarly, there are other signs as well. So unless these signs materialize, how can we say that the day of judgment is going to come? Now, it needs to be understood that, of course, these two things apparently seem to be contradictory, and apparently seem that how can we reconcile between these two things. But a very little deliberation will show that there is an obvious reconciliation here. And that is that, of course, the day of judgment shall arrive once all of its signs have been fulfilled, all of these signs have appeared. However, once these signs have fulfilled, it is not necessary that it will come immediately. Of course, there would elapse certain time after that as well. During that time, it is during that time that the Quran says that it can come suddenly. The word Baghtatan actually relates to the time when all these signs shall be fulfilled, all these signs shall have appeared, and then, of course, it would be just a question of the directive and the command of God to signal or herald the beginning of the day of judgment. So the Quran says that once these signs have been fulfilled, this the day of judgment can appear any time. So this Baghtatan, or this appearance of the day of judgment in a sudden manner, relates to this post-sign period, relates to the period in which these signs have already appeared, and now it can come any time. It can come suddenly, it can waylay a person. A person could be sitting, he could be walking, he could be sleeping, and the day of judgment will just arrive. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.